A one-day economic forum is being organized in Walgatanga by the John Mahama Fan Club to review current economic programs and their challenges. It is to examine the general capital inflows into the country and how these inflows are being managed for the benefit of the people. President John Mahama, who will participate in the forum, will look at the oil industry and its impact on the economy. Isaac Adongo is one of the conveners. He told Radio Ghana that in recent times, the economy has not seen much growth.
There's a lot of work that still needs to be done. But for a period of 8 years, and that is something that we have lost focus on, between 2001 all the way to 2008, our government relied essentially on donor support. In 2008, if you take the total revenue of $5.9 billion that we raised, only $2.3 came from our domestic sources. So we relied on external sources for over 60% of that budget. And over that period, because we had epic inflows, we're selling Ghana Telecom and Westel and the rest, we were not pursuing the agenda of growing the economy and making sure that we generated so much domestic revenue. Today, domestic revenue constitutes almost about 70-80% of our budget. That is a remarkable achievement over this period of 5 years. And if that trajectory continues over the next 5 years, I'm sure that we will now be much more stronger in terms of providing our own reliable source of revenue to be able to finance development. And that, I believe, is the way to go, and I believe that is the way government is going with the homegrown solution. In the first place, how much did oil contribute to our budget last year? For the total oil revenue, including taxes, royalties, and surface rentals, Ghana earned $707 million from oil. Out of that, which went into the petroleum fund, only $204 million went into the support of the budget in what we call the annual budget funding amount. And so it is only $204 million. Westel alone earned us $250 million. That is 125% of what the export of oil gave us last year in our budget. And so oil is only a myth as we speak and does not contribute significantly to our budget. The other resource exploitation, apart from cocoa, is not controlled by us. So you realize that gold is not controlled by us. And when we export gold, these companies have export retention arrangements that allows them to keep about 95% of their earnings outside of this country. And last year, out of a total of $5 billion that we earned for the export of gold, not much came into this country. Something in the region of $280 million was what was brought in by the mining companies just to support their operational costs. Where is the rest of those money? They are not ours. And so we need to come up to the fact that even though the resources are ours, we have left those resources in the hands of others. And once it is not in our hands, we are not in a position to get the full benefit of those resources. And and you notice that even in the oil sector, last year we exported and earned only $385 million from direct export of oil. That is very paltry considering the fact that we exported a total of $3 billion. So we need to move gradually towards taking control of the exploitation of these resources in order to see the full meaning and impact of these resources.
Mr. Adongo admitted there is a lot to be done to mobilize domestic taxes for development.
I believe that the last few contracts that have been signed have been very impressive. You notice that 16 new discoveries have been made. And out of those 16 new discoveries this year, we have handed out almost about 4 blocks. And for those 4 blocks, Ghanaian interest, including equity, shareholding and government interest, is in the region of 50% of what we signed. That is a massive improvement from the 10% that we signed in the previous contract. And so as more and more discoveries are made, and with a responsible government in place that is ensuring that more and more Ghanaian participation is encouraged, we will get to the point where we have a better stake in the oil industry, and therefore can improve our lot as a country.